Rav Sholem Shvadron, Zechreina Levracha, the famous Maggid of Yerushalayim, related the following story that he was an eyewitness. There was a bar mitzvah that took place on Parsha Zachar. And the bar mitzvah bachar laid the whole Parsha. And it came to Mafter, a Parsha Zachar. And we know many are makpid that the bar mitzvah bachar shouldn't lay in Parsha Zachar, because you want to be a vaday godol, it's a mitzvah deraisa Parsha Zachar. But this bar mitzvah bachar was prepared to read to lay in Parsha Zachar. And he got up and he's about to start laying Parsha Zachar. And the regular balkari of that minion went over to him and said, Stop. I don't know if you could do it. I don't know for sure if you're a godol. And the bar mitzvah bachar said, no, I am a godol. So he said, no, you don't have a beard. It's not 100% that you're a godol. And they started having a little argument. And the bar mitzvah bachar burst out in tears. And then the balkari moved him aside, and the balkari went and leaned. Rav Sholem Shvadron said over this story, and he said, I was there. He said, what should the balkari have done? The balkari should have gone to another minion to hear Parsha Zachar. To embarrass the bar mitzvah bachar, to embarrass this kid, in order to be makpid on hearing Parsha Zachar from Avada Gadol, Rav Sholem Shvadron said the following words, you can chap a pachad. Rav Sholem Shvadron said, that year, I heard Parsha Zachar read by Amalek himself. That was the first year that I heard Amalek read Parsha Zachar. This is such a powerful statement. The Baal Koire, I'm sure he meant L'shem Shamayim. But like we know the Chayvus Halvava says, it's not enough to mean L'shem Shamayim. Not our machshavas count, but our actions. A person can mean l'shem shamayim, but he can rachmona litzlon act a maisa that's similar to a maisa amaleki rachmona litzlon. To go ahead and embarrass someone in public is so chomer. A person has to give up his life for that, not to embarrass someone in public. A person has to realize and he has to weigh. And this is the point I want to bring out. Of course, the Baal Kuri meant L'shem Shemayim, but that's not enough. A person has to live. He has to live with the fact, whatever he's doing, I have to fulfill a mitzvah Parsha Zachar. He has to stand in front of his face that there's a Gehenim on the other side if you embarrass someone in public. So a person has to weigh it. 1 second, I want to make sure I'm doing Parsha Zachar L'mahadrin. But then again, I might embarrass someone. A person has to weigh and realize what's going on in front of him. There's a Gehenim, Pasuach Lefanov. It says, Rachman Lutzlon, Mal Mpanech Averi Barabim, Ein Lechelik Leilam Haba. A person must always, no matter what he's doing, even when it's Mamish Atzorich Mitzvah Gadol Ma'od, he must always very carefully weigh the consideration not to embarrass somebody. Like Rav Sholem Shvadron said, he should have gone to a different minyan in Parsha Zachar again. And if he's such a big tzaddik, he should have told some other people, you could also go to another minyan in Parsha Zachar again. But make sure not to embarrass someone. There's something that we have to learn. Even when there's a mitzvah in front of us, and we have 5 rayas that you're supposed to be machmer on the mitzvah, but those 5 rayas to be machmer on the mitzvah are not a reason to outweigh embarrassing someone else. May we always realize this and live, internalize this, that whatever move or action comes up, and we have tremendous chumras we must do, we must always be staring at it and saying, one second, embarrassing someone in public, embarrass no one about, there's a fire burning here. Better to jump into a kivshana esh than to embarrass someone in public. We must always live with that consideration. And if we're not sure what to do, be shoyl by a true das Torah.